Welcome in the latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brenton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. How's it going, brother?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I think I figured it out, Shane. I'm going to let the cousins know. There's a lot of them. We got Cousin Shane in here. He's in here before the show starts. And people are like befuddled. They're like, why? Wow, how is Shane in here before the thing starts? I know why.
Why?
You're here to promote your YouTube channel.
Well, I mean, if you are looking, it's SEC Cousin Shane. It's pretty funny. I've got a cool, funny video I'm about to post. But no, I'm on early because it's raining, Mike, you know?
So, you haven't been able to hit the course today?
Not today. Well, and I should have led with this. Happy anniversary, honey. 17 years.
Wow.
With this loser. I can't believe it. I thought I'd lose her a long time ago, but for some reason she stuck around. So I appreciate it. And I appreciate her letting me have some time to jump on and talk a little college football with you guys.
I think y'all lasted longer than Nick Saban at Alabama.
I'm just saying, I'd like to know how many SEC coaches I've outlasted. You know, there's a few that struggled in the marriage department.
Cousin Tony says, let's pitch in. Shane deserves something besides a blue golf shirt.
Oh, yes. Actually, I just ordered me some new ones. One size smaller, Mike.
Right. Same color or different colors?
No, same color. Hey, you know what you like, you know?
Yeah. And Cousin Quinn says, hey, it snaps on a diet. Yeah. So I went over there with T-Bob and Aaron. Mm-hmm. And I was watching their show. Fantastic show. Anybody that hasn't checked it out. But I put it in the comments. I was like, this is exactly our show if you and I ever got in shape, which I said, so this will never be our show. You know what?
No. We're not going to be there. I could stand to lose some pounds, but I am never going to be, obviously, one of those health nuts. Who knows? 20 years later, I may be doing those damn videos too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and hey, Cousin Tony, he's back. He's not just he's backing it up. Shane, he gave us $20. Appreciate you.
Wipe out after this.
Yeah. But hey, speaking of that, so yeah, on Snaps they talk about. I don't even know if you're familiar with this word, Shane. That's why I was going to throw it out at you. Mm-hmm. Beef tallow. Do you know what that is?
Yes. That's like bone marrow, ain't it?
I think so. Is that on your diet?
No. But here's the thing. Like, I've done versions of low carb and keto and all that stuff. And you know me, Mike, when I get into something, I get into it. I buy everything for it. And I still have beef tallow, I would imagine, sitting in the cabinet. I don't know how long that stuff lasts, but it was like when I was deep inside keto, I said, we're doing this. This is a lifestyle change. And then all of a sudden I'm looking at like chicken broth and I'm like, what am I doing? This is not for me.
Hey, Cousin Jamal wants to know, for your anniversary, are you celebrating at the Cracker Barrel?
Hell yeah, we are. I mean, is there another place to go?
Where Shane lives, there's really not.
No, that's it. I took her for some fancy sandwiches earlier down. Shout out to In Between the Bricks in Morristown. Actually, a pretty good spot, but, you know, I wouldn't quite consider that anniversary dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Cracker Barrel's a little nicer.
So she's getting a full week treatment, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we went to Tennessee Legend Distilleries. Friends of the show, they had another one of those paint sips. I don't know if you remember a few months back, I did one of those. So her what she wanted to do is to get the girls together and go over there and we painted and sipped some cocktails. So it was a great experience and I appreciate them having me over. And if you've not checked it out, be sure to check it in when you're in Sevier County, Tennessee Legend Distillery. It's like one of the last distilleries you'll hit on the way out.
Hey, the realist Texas fan, Shane, important question. Are you at least getting the table by the fireplace? And of course, he's talking about at old Cracker Barrel.
Brother, I'm telling you right now, I mean, this is not an optical illusion. You don't have to adjust your screen. I'm a big guy, and the last thing I need is a source of heat, you know? I want near an air vent, not a fireplace.
All right, Shane. So, hey, obviously we're killing time here because there's not much going on in college football, but we did have some announcements, Shane, some kickoff times. So, you know, sticking on that theme, and we're going to get more. Shout out Chuck Dunlap over at the SEC, Shane. He had this announcement on Thursday, May 29th. So that's, it's a few days away, obviously, but a couple weeks, actually. The first 3 weeks of the ESPN college football schedule is going to be released, as well as special games, so that maybe the bigger games throughout the calendar. So that's coming Thursday, May 29th. Mark your calendar for that. But in anticipation of that, Shane, we'll get in just a moment some of these games that they've officially announced. But I thought it would be fun, Shane.
Yeah.
If we went through each team's SEC schedule, and I know this is not reality, but what if every SEC team was guaranteed to get a nighttime, primetime kickoff?
Yeah.
And we get to pick it for them. So, okay. And they only get one. That's the tricky part. I know you don't like it when I get tricky.
No, yeah.
So like Georgia's got two, which in reality, Georgia's going to get the, you know, two or three, or Alabama's going to get a couple.
As many as they want.
Right, right. But what if there could be only one, Shane, like a Highlander? We're going to pick it for each and every SEC team. How's that sound?
No, it sounds great. And I was thinking about this when I jumped on 5 minutes ago and I saw the show topic. I thought about this time last year when we were making some of the, you know, what we thought were going to be pivotal matchups, what we thought were going to, you know, change the landscape of the SEC football. And man, there were some we were way off, you know, there were some we were spot on, but there was also some that came out of nowhere and became a matchup. So I'm kind of interested to see what you think this list should have. And I'm pretty excited about it. It's always fun talking about this coming up schedule.
Hey, Shane.
Yeah.
It's Cousin Benny's birthday. Happy Benny! Birthday.
Happy birthday, cuz.
He's 30. MIZFKU.
Welcome to the family.
Cousin Benny, man. Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, brother. That's awesome, man. It's all downhill from there, man. Enjoy your hair. The aches and pains are coming. They're right around the corner.
All right. So, hey, we're gonna get to that in a second.
Yes.
But how about this, Shade? So this is pretty interesting. So, again, here's some of the week zero, week one matchups announced today by ESPN. And I wish this was just solid SEC, but of course they got to throw in some of these appetizers, as we call them, Shane, and not bad in Ireland there, Iowa State, Kansas State. I mean, if you were to put that on TV right now, mm-hmm. hell, I'd watch it. You know what I mean? So yeah. we got some matchups like that, but obviously the ones we care about, Syracuse, Tennessee, that's mm-hmm. going to be the noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central kickoff, week one. We got Alabama at Florida State, Shane. What a game it could be Saturday, August 30th, 3:30 Eastern on ABC. And then the big one, night game, week one, LSU at Clemson, Shane.
Yes.
7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, all those. So this is a triple header on ABC. That's going to be fantastic. And then, of course, on Sunday, we've got Virginia Tech. We've got South Carolina in Atlanta. That's going to be 3 Eastern, 2 Central. Just of those four games featuring SEC right there in the middle, which one are you most excited about, and which one is maybe the most standout time for you?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously the homerism in me likes the Tennessee matchup, just because you always like your first game.
Yeah.
But I think there's some games that really could change the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? And I know it sounds crazy talking week one, week zero, but you know, if LSU gets their ass handed to them and then runs the conference, there's going to be some teams left out because they're going to use that as a source. Same thing with Alabama and Florida State. So if I'm picking one, brother, I don't think there's any doubt in my mind, even though I hate it at the fake Death Valley, but I'm going to go LSU Clemson just because, one, it would be nice to see Dabo cry, and two, it would be a great, I think, a launch pad for this conference to say, hey, we're back. Last year was a one-off. This conference is the best one in the country, and I feel like that's an opportunity to punch them in the mouth.
Hey, shout out to Cousin Ben bend over your shade. So he's the one that made the little Cousin Shane.
Yeah, apparently AI. A few bend overs running around.
He says, "Damn, Brian Kelly and the family has to wait all day to get that first L out the way." Let me ask you something. And again, I know we both hate Clemson.
Yes.
So maybe this is really a question for the Cousins, because I'm not getting it, Shane. Again, I didn't want to do a whole thing on, like, you see what Josh Pate did? Because I don't want to be one of those people that is just like, Josh Pate does content, and then we got to talk about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But he did have Clemson number one, and not even that. But this other guy wrote about Brandon Marcello. He wrote a piece glorifying Dabo and how he's done it his way, and he didn't have to do the portal. Here's the last 4 years, Shane. This is how Clemson ended the season.
Yeah.
Number 16, number 22, number 7. Banner year. They were number 7 1 year, and number 19.
Mm-hmm.
So again, 16, 22, 7, and 19. Final rankings for Clemson the last 4 years. Why in the hell are people kissing his ass saying, well, God, you know, I realized they were making fun of him. You know, all the stupid, he said he'd quit if the players got paid. I don't think he's quit yet, has he? He said something
Hickory Dickory Dock. That was one.
He said, Jesus is our NIL, something crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. We all made fun of him then.
Yeah.
But why are they all kissing his ass now? I mean, I didn't realize 22 was good at Clemson or 16 or whatever. Like, it seems to me like they're in a shitty league, the shittiest Power Four league.
Yeah.
And that's probably the only reason they're in the 20s. I mean, if they were in the SEC those last couple of years, I mean, their standard is basically the same as like Kentucky now. Where if you're top 25, that's a win. I mean, I don't get it.
It's just the chirping, man. It's the constant. Here's the thing. We forget about Clemson. As this conference, we honestly forget about Clemson to the last month of the season. And then all of a sudden they rear their heads and we're like, well, should they get in? It's like, who the hell they played? I have no idea, you know? And I start looking at it, and I'm like, well, win losses, I guess they're in, you know? Or did they beat South Carolina? So I feel like it's more like kind of that Notre Dame-esque thing, you know? I just kind of want to get them out of the way or let them in right out of the gate. So for me, it's just I have more question marks around LSU and this conference because, again, it's going to be used as a kind of a gauge. But honestly, if you pull that schedule up one more time, Mike, I don't think it's the best game on here. You know, if I'm picking, I think the South Carolina Virginia Tech game and the Tennessee Syracuse game will be better than Bama and Clemson. Now, I do like those matchups. Don't get me wrong, because there's a lot of question marks around Florida State. And, you know, I told you, I think Bama's good, but I think actual good football is going to come from those two teams because Tennessee may lose, you know, South Carolina, right. I could see them losing. I don't see LSU or Alabama losing this week one matchup, but crazier things have happened.
Which one does it hurt more, do you think? I know LSU, it's easy to sit here and say, well, hell, Brian Kelly can't win an opener. They haven't won an opener since 2019. But Alabama, coming off a four-loss season,
yeah,
I don't think they can afford to lose. I think it would hurt Alabama more to lose. But I don't know. What do you think?
Great, great question, Mike. And I think I hate power rankings, but I mean, except yours. Yours are awesome. But I think honestly, if I'm power ranking, which ones? I think the Bama game. I feel like South Carolina probably second, Tennessee third. LSU fourth, because like you mentioned, we've seen Brian Kelly lose two season openers. So we won't like it. You know, we'll still, we'll still be pissed.
He's lost three openers.
Is it three?
Yeah. Florida State twice. And then last year, Southern Cal.
So, yeah. So we're kind of used to it. You know what I'm saying? But I think Tennessee, then we start saying, oh damn, the wheels are off. Nico's not there. Tennessee's going to, you know, have a tank season. And same thing with South Carolina. There's a lot of Gamecock fans sitting out there saying, hey, what about us? And I feel like that goes right out the window if you lose to a shitty Virginia Tech team. Not a shitty. I shouldn't say that. They're serviceable, but they are not a good – this ain't, a Frank Beamer team.
Right. When you got playoff aspirations.
Yeah.
You can't be losing a rebuilt
– or a Heisman quarterback, you know.
Right, right. Now, again, because they expand a playoff, it doesn't kill you either. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be a hell of a lot tougher games than Virginia Tech on your schedule. So you really can't afford to lose those. And we can't afford to lose Teresa B. Shade. Teresa just became a member of the channel. Welcome to the family, Teresa.
Welcome to the family.
I love those. I think he's reached out for more sound effects, Shane. So maybe the cousins can offer suggestions in the comments, or you and I need to brainstorm and kind of maybe if there's any sound effects that you're really dying for. we can get in there. You know what?
Well, we got some smart fans out there. So if they got any, we'll be looking at the comments to see what they come up with as well.
All right. So we got those. And then one other one, Shane, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Stephen and I talked about it on the last episode, but apparently things have changed. So when they initially announced, Shane, Texas at Ohio State week one.
Yeah.
They said it's going to be one of their stupid ass noon kickoff games.
Oh, what?
And even worse for people like Texas and myself, but you know, people that live in the central time zone, that's 11 a.m. But they apparently have reversed. They've erased that. They deleted that. Mm-hmm. So it may not be noon. So they're not saying for sure what time that game is going to kick off, but people still kind of, you know, that's Fox's big thing is the noon kickoff. Cause they're scared to death of ABC and all the great SEC games at night. So I get it. You got to take what you can, but thoughts on that. And, you know, again, I hate the noon kickoff.
Yeah.
Especially for the, like, arguably the biggest game of the weekend. But if I'm Texas, I love it because I'd rather play Ohio State in the morning than getting them at night with the, you know, with the fans revved up and everything.
Well, I sure shit don't want to play them in the cold, you know. I tried that one. No, I feel like Texas getting them early, obviously, it'd be like a Michigan, just go up there and punch them in the mouth. But you know, again, for the fandom, talk about it, drink about it all day long. It's like, I want the best Ohio State. I want the best Texas. So, yeah, this should be a late game. Is this ABC doing this one, or is it Fox because it's noon?
No, it's Fox because it's Ohio State's the home team, so they own it essentially.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess it's really, I don't know, man. I hope they flex it a little bit, even if it's not night. If we can get a 3:30 top, you know, situation, that would be great. But yeah, it'd suck to have to watch. Nah, not for me. I'm going to be up anyway, drinking coffee. I don't care if they play it over in Ireland at 7 in the morning. You know, I'm going to watch this damn thing.
And then one more, Shay, this was pretty interesting. So week three,
yeah,
we were jumping ahead already, but Notre Dame has announced this one for Texas A&M at Notre Dame, September 13th. It's going to be a night game, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, on NBC. So again, Notre Dame is prioritizing A&M as one of their marquee games this season.
What time is it again?
7:30 p.m.
Nice. No, that's when this game should be played. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just feels like noon games. It's just, they're telling you that the game's not be good. Now, honestly, we watched a lot of great noon games last year and years past. But I don't know. It's just something about these type games, ones where we used A&M and Notre Dame as a reference when we were talking playoffs at the end of the season, even though neither team, you know, well, Notre Dame got in, you know what I'm saying? It's just, let's just, man, this could be a big one for this conference. So yeah, let's have it at night. I think A&M fans would appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And yes, NBC still airs games, still Notre Dame. I think it's just Notre Dame exclusive, I think.
I thought they just did like NCIS like nonstop over there anymore. So where are they going to fit college football? There's like 10 versions. Every time I look up, there's like a new CSI or something.
All right, Shane. So let's get into it. You want to picking the primetime game.
Yes.
If they gave us the power, which they in their right mind never would. But if they gave us the power, Shane, one primetime matchup, all 16 teams get one.
Yeah.
Which one should we do first?
Who did the donation earlier? That was a big one.
That was Tony. Let's do Mizzou.
Yeah, Mizzou.
Okay. Boom. Here's the schedule, Shane. So again, I threw this at Shane last minute, so he didn't really have time to prepare. I come prepared, but I want to see what you have to say, and I want to see if it's the same as what I got. So there's a lot of good options here. Central Arkansas. Oh, and here's the only other caveat.
Yes.
It's got to be a home game. I figured that was obvious, but just so people are aware, it's got to be a home game. And it could be for any reason, Shane. It could be for recruiting, but obviously it's probably the big game.
Yeah.
You want the biggest home field advantage. So here are the home games for Mizzou: Central Arkansas, Kansas, Louisiana, South Carolina, UMass. All these right out the gate. My word. Bye week. Get Bam at home. Then you're on the road for Auburn, Vanderbilt. And then you get two more home games after a bye week, Texas A&M and Mississippi State. Then you're on the road final 2 weeks at Oklahoma, at Arkansas. So we're taking the away games off the table.
I know my answer here. I've been thinking. I knew it when I got up there because everyone kept asking me if I was coming back for this game. Ooh. And now, don't get me wrong, I think the A&M matchup could be
awesome. Are you talking about Mizzou, Mississippi State?
Yeah, that could be the Raging Cajuns, maybe. South Carolina. I mean, that's turned into quite the rivalry. But when you think Mizzou, how can you not think a little baby, little itty bitty, tiny, as Trump would say, tiny little baby KU. FKU. That's the marquee game I want. They're coming over here and seeing what a power conference looks like. And let's send them birds back home crying and squealing for their moms.
Oh man, that's an interesting selection, Shane. I went with something different.
Okay, all right. What you got?
Something different here for Mizzou. I said, which yours is excellent. You know, I think a lot of fans would agree with that. I'm going Alabama though. Give me Alabama. October 11th, Bama's coming to town. We got to get revenge. Hell, I think, if all goes according to plan, Mizzou will be undefeated for that matchup. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Kansas looms large just because of the rivalry and South Carolina, because that is kind of developing into one, and South Carolina should be a really good team. So I'm not guaranteeing Missouri's undefeated, but if they're not, I think they're going to need all the fan support, because you and I both think Alabama's going to be very good this year.
Yep.
And this is going to be Missouri's opportunity to prove they're just as good as Alabama. So I feel like if Missouri is capable of beating Alabama at home and we have no other information on the season.
Yes.
I think Missouri is probably going to go to the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not a lock by any means. But if you were to tell me Missouri's beating Kansas, I that doesn't really tell me much. You know what I mean? But if they're beating Alabama, I'm saying, God. I mean, they're probably 10-2, 11-1. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. And I think that would be an awesome prime time matchup. But, you know, if I were being truthful, and I like being truthful, Mike, I'd love the Kansas game is a little more personal to me, but I wouldn't mind seeing that South Carolina matchup again. You talk about, I would just like to see the coaches talk for 30 minutes before and after the game, you know, because these two dudes absolutely hate each other. And, you know, they get up for this one. Mizzou fans are pissed about last year and South Carolina. You ask either one of the fan bases, they think that they're going to win this season. So I feel like that one could also be an awesome early matchup as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got. I wish Teresa should let us know who her team is. We can get to it, but
I saw a little sticker earlier. Did you see that one?
I think it was a Mizzou sticker though.
Oh, well, we're going to still show it because it's a cool name. Jerry Pickle Dips. Thank you for the super sticker.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. All right. Who do you want to do next, Shane?
Let's I see Steven down here. Steven up. Let's do Bama. Alabama. A lot of marquee games on this one. This will be a tough one.
Right. So obviously Alabama's going to have multiple night games.
Yes.
And likely multiple home night games. But we're in this scenario, as crazy as it is, they only get one. So who's the one we're guaranteeing Alabama gets home game, night game. And here are the options. ULM at home week two, Wisconsin week three. Then you're on the road at Georgia, Vanderbilt at home. Then you're at Mizzou, Tennessee at home, at South Carolina. Get a bye week. Then your next three, LSU, Oklahoma, and Southern Illinois, all at home before hitting the road for the Iron Bowl.
Yep.
Which one are you going with there, Shane?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at three games that they lost last year, you know, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, and Oklahoma. You'd think those would be one of the selections, but this is a game that keeps floating toward the top every time they meet up, and it's tough for me to go any different this season, but I like after the bye. There's a reason they give them the bye week. Give me LSU, Alabama. I think that is a huge, huge matchup and potentially the reason that Bama either gets into the playoffs or does not.
Ooh.
Oh, the dog likes it.
He's fired up, man. He hates the Tide. So he heard us talking about him. He's going off. His name's Nealon, by the way. So obviously, but yeah, that's the one I went with as well, Shane. I considered Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge one. You know, again, who knows how good Oklahoma. Some people are got Oklahoma now. Apparently, as a top 10 team. So even so, I think LSU looms large. You beat them last year. Cannot afford. And, you know, LSU and Alabama, they're, like you said, they're going to be vying for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Now, they could both make it. We'll see. You know, we all assumed SEC was getting four in the college football playoff last year. Didn't happen. So fingers crossed we get at least four, maybe five. We should balance it out, you know,
because
that was dirty. But if it's only three, Shane, it's hard for me to believe that Alabama and LSU are getting in there.
Yeah.
It'll be probably the winner of that game. So, yeah, that game looms too large. I think it's got to be that one.
Ben Dover says, guys, chill out with the food talk. It's early in the video to be losing Shane. Oh, you are correct, Ben. And I'm thinking of chili for some reason. Hey, I think it is just that statement I said earlier, Bama losing to Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Oklahoma. Could you imagine somebody telling you that 5 years ago, 7 years ago?
No, I would have said they got caught cheating or something, and then those games got vacated or something. You know what?
Shit. What, Shane, 100 pounds, 150 pounds now? Get out of here.
All right. Who should we do next, Shane?
Let's see. Who we got over here? Let's see. I don't know. Come on, cuz. Which ones you got here? Let me give a. How about Mississippi? I see Mississippi State. Let's do that one.
Okay. Let's throw up the Bulldog schedule here.
This is a tough one. It's a tough one. Because you got to find a marquee game on here, Mike. And
yeah. And I think I found one. I think I found the perfect one. I want to see if you agree with me, Shane. Again, so it's got to be a home game.
Yeah.
Could be week two, Arizona State. That's a game that looms large. Alcorn's another. Well, not, certainly not. That's not an option. But it is technically in this game. Uh-huh. Northern Illinois, Tennessee, all those in a row. Then you're at A&M. You get a bye. You're at Florida. Texas at home.
Yeah.
At Arkansas, Georgia at home. Good. What did Cousin Sven do to deserve his schedule? I don't know. Then you're at Mizzou, and then you get your bye week for the Egg Bowl. Ole Miss. Which one are you saying, Shane, should be the primetime game for Mississippi State?
Tough one. Tough one right here, man. And there are going to be some really good matchups here. And unfortunately, I just don't see primetime being involved with them, except for maybe the easiest out, and that's the Egg Bowl. Give me Ole Miss, Mississippi State. You know, it's not been the game that we've loved in the past, but it's still real fiery. It's still a chippy game, and I feel like this is a year Lebby and company can make it a little bit closer. So, give me the Egg Bowl at the end of the year.
Well, I consider that, Shane. I thought you might say that, but here's the problem with that. That's a long ways away.
Yeah.
We need momentum before that. We can't wait. I mean, this is after eight or seven consecutive, going into our eighth consecutive SEC game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if Mississippi State exceeds all wild expectations. Let's say they've won 6-7 games.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be beaten up. They're just not going to be the same team as the start of the season. Hell, hardly anyone is, you know?
Yeah.
Even like Mighty Georgia last year, I know it was a championship game, but they lost their quarterback after that one. So, Cousin Bendover wants one of the buys. No, we're not going by. I think you flip it, Shane. I think you missed this one because you got them orange colored glasses on. I think it's Tennessee. Give me Tennessee, Shane. September 27th. This is an opportunity for, you know, a similar style offense to going head to head. You're basically trading punches. Who's going to make the mistakes? Who's not? And if Mississippi State, I mean, what is Shane? Be honest. We like Josh Heupel. He's a hell of a coach, right? What's one thing that has killed him during his time at Tennessee?
Calhouns.
No, the answer we were looking for is playing on the road in the conference.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that has
haunted him. Now, he's got some huge wins like at LSU, so I'm not saying he's incapable, but he usually has one where you're like, what the hell? Arkansas last year, Florida, which made you walk 13-something miles. I mean, he's always got this one stinker on the road. And certainly, you know, Mississippi State is probably the last team you would have a stinker against, but
right.
What would that do for Mississippi State, Jeff Lebby, to steal a game like that? So I'm looking at it more like, man, you know, we may be a 2-touchdown underdog, but if we can get on them early, you know, we might have some momentum after playing Alcorn and NIU. Maybe this is one we steal. Because I just think by the Egg Bowl, it's going to be like, who we got in the recruiting class? You know what I mean? Like, we're already going to be eyeing 26 by November 29th.
And that famous quote, don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. That's how I feel. It's like, I'm afraid to even talk about it because you make some good points. And deep down inside, every Vol fan is going to feel the same way when they play this Mississippi State game. But, you know, it's a game that you, as a Vol fan, should win. But you're just praying everything goes right. And we're not looking at third quarter and this is still a ball game, if you will. So, yeah, I think this would obviously a big, a massive momentum swing for State fans. But, man, maybe that's what they need early. Like you said, it's a little tough to show up to games if you only got 4 wins or something, you know. And if you're coming out early and swinging like an Arkansas team last year, you know, that could be the nail. So, man, I hate even talking about it. Next.
I think Cousin Roberts is Shane's burner. He says, Tennessee, we'll see if Tennessee can score 100 on Mississippi State.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love to bring back the triple digits, you know. It's been a while since we've seen one of those.
Hey, I'm seeing a lot of Oklahoma love in the comments, Shane. Oh, so
let's bring them up.
Let's do the Sooners next. They got one hell of a schedule here. But suddenly, Shane, maybe not as difficult if, you know, if Oklahoma's a legit top 15-ish type team, all of a sudden, I don't think his schedule is quite as daunting as people made it out to be. But here are our options. Illinois State at home, Michigan at home, then you're at Temple, Auburn at home, get your bye week, Kent State at home, you get Texas on the neutral field, of course, at South Carolina, Ole Miss at home, at Tennessee, get your second bye week at Alabama. Then your Mizzou at home, LSU at home. What a slate here for them Oklahoma Sooners. Shane, if you had to give the Sooners one primetime home game, which one are you going with?
It's going to be one game I think they need. And need and want are two different things. And I think they would want to beat LSU at the end of the year. They would want to beat Ole Miss, but they need to beat Auburn. They need to beat Michigan. And out of picking those two, I think that Auburn matchup, because I'm a little higher than you are, Mike, September 20th, there's a real shot, brother. If we're buying it, if this is legit, if Oklahoma is back, you know what I'm saying? If the quarterback is as great as we've been told, the wide receivers have grown up and they're staying healthy, and the linemen, for some reason, decided to start blocking, you got to start the momentum. And I feel like Michigan's a team you could beat. Auburn's a team you could beat as well. But if you don't, then all of a sudden Oklahoma, I feel like, implodes. They beat them. There's a real shot. They're sitting there 5-0 after Kent State. So yes, give me the Auburn matchup, not because we want it, but because we need it.
Yeah. Shane, you beautiful, smart bastard. You nailed this one, Shane. That's exactly where I'm going with it. Give me Auburn. Give me the, the return of Jackson Arnold.
Yeah.
Buddy, Zach, I wish him well. He's going to get booed on come September 20th. You know, probably not even his fault, but it is what it is. I think that's a crossroads game for both programs.
Yes.
So if Oklahoma's going to reach these heights, how the hell are they going to do it if they're going to lose to inconsistent Auburn? You know what I mean? So I'm right there with you. LSU would be a terrific option. Maybe that could be for a playoff positioning, but we got to get there first.
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to get there is win some of these games that are toss-ups, or maybe even you're an underdog in. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think they're going to be an underdog in this game, but I think it will be a toss-up type game if Oklahoma takes care of Michigan and Auburn takes care of Baylor.
Yeah.
These teams are probably going to be undefeated heading into this matchup. So it's going to be a huge, much like last year, Shane, where Tennessee and Oklahoma met. And obviously one of those teams went to the playoff. One of the teams went to the damn toilet bowl. You know what I mean? But who knows what would have happened if the roles were reversed? You know what?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Toilet bowl. Thank you for your service, Navy. But we don't want to see you on a bowl game. You know what?
Mike, the legend is back.
Oh, JR's back.
I was wondering where he was at. Thank you, cuz. Appreciate you.
The legend, yeah. Cousin JR, has done it again.
JR has blessed us with his presence.
That's JR's voice, by the way.
And he has blessed Cousin Zach, Shane, with a membership. Cousin Zach,
welcome to the family.
The memberships in this podcast are brought to you in part by Cousin JR. Welcome to the family.
Thank you, JR.
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. Man, let's bring his team up. Let's do that one next.
Let's do the dogs.
Them dogs up there. Another one I think is going to have a lot of games to choose from.
Yeah.
Man, I'll let you read the list, but which one do I pick?
Yeah, so again, we're just doing the home game, so it could be for Georgia. We got Marshall week one, we got Austin Peay week two, and then you get at Tennessee, then you get your first bye week, then you get Bam at home, Kentucky at home, at Auburn, Ole Miss at home, second bye week, then you get Florida and Jacksonville, at Mississippi State, Texas at home, Charlotte at home. You finish up Georgia Tech in Atlanta on a neutral field. So where are you going with Georgia? There's two standouts here. Which one are you going to pick?
Yeah. Yeah. And this is a game we talked about a lot in the offseason last year, and it was great, but it's like we've almost slept too much since then. We forgot how crazy this game was, but I'm going early in the season because I think Bama and Georgia are national championship contenders. And I think the whole pretenders is going to come out after this matchup. After the bye, I can't. I love Ole Miss. I love Texas. I love to see it again. I saw it twice last year. But I think I've got to see Georgia, Bama, September 27th. The lights on down there in Athens. That place is going to be absolutely rocking.
Yeah.
Rocking.
And, call back if you haven't missed it. Rusty Manziel in studio. Terrific interview. I set him up for this one kind of, Shane, and I was asking him, about the battles they're having Georgia, Texas. Mm-hmm. Are those the top two powers in the conference now? Or, are they more excited about Alabama? Without hesitation, he said Alabama. They want Alabama down there at Athens, no. Shane, because they know they can beat Texas, right?
Yes.
What is Kirby? I think he's 1-6 against Alabama. So, yeah. Man, you got to get that off you. And again, these are the games that define champions.
Yep.
You know, and similarly, if Alabama goes in there and beats Georgia, likely as an underdog, I mean, almost assuredly, Alabama's going to be an underdog because it's in Athens. Mm-hmm. I think all of a sudden everybody will be saying, God, Alabama, they may be the team to beat in the entire conference, if not the country. You know what I mean? So there's a heck of a lot on the line when Georgia and Alabama face off in Athens this year. I think if you're Georgia, it's got to be that Alabama game, as much as you may want it to be Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I think this game's bigger to Georgia fans. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, the Texas one is going to be awesome. I think the Ole Miss is going to be great. Yeah. Thinking about what happened last year, you know, you go over there and you get beat by this quarterback one drive, you know. So, it could be awesome. I mean, there's some great, great games. And Kirby Smart bitched and moaned last year about the tough schedule. Well, it's still tough, but at least you got those tough games at home. And I feel like season ticket holders are going to get their money's worth this season. And that marquee game against Bama will be right there at the top of the list.
Yeah, I wonder if Kirby will complain to Sankey again if the Dogs win the SEC. Yeah. You know,
there's a text. You know, I keep waiting. I always wonder, like, if they shoot a text, but it went to the wrong group. You know what I'm saying? it's Sankey, you know? And then all of a sudden, Sankey's like, that's why they got the Apple. That's one thing I can't stand texting an Android, because you can't quickly erase it or edit, you know? And then you'd have to sit there and stare at that misspelled word like an idiot, you know?
Yep, yep. That's why Shay never texts me. All right, so let's get down. Teresa, shout out Teresa. She gave us a donation. She's back, Shane. Yeah. Thank you, Teresa. She likes A&M, so let's do A&M. Shane, where are we going here with them fighting Aggies? Here's the schedule. UTSA at home, Utah State at home, at Notre Dame. We talked about that one earlier. Bye week, you get Auburn at home, Mississippi State at home, Florida at home, at Arkansas, at LSU, get another bye week. You're at Mizzou, then you get South Carolina at home and Samford at home before wrapping up on the road at Texas. So which one are you going with here?
It's tough to pick because you're going to beat all those teams. So you got to pick which one you think. Right, Aggies. I'm going to go, you know, my first knee-jerk reaction was to pick the Florida Gators, but I know you love them so much. So I'm going to go a month later to a team that got you last year in Columbia. Give me South Carolina, Texas A&M. That one right there could be exciting. And I feel about A&M, how they started out strong and then they kind of fizzled out at the end. This, to close out a strong season, they're going to have to be successful in November. And what a rowdy bunch coming down there. So, yeah, give me South Carolina, A&M, November 15th.
And that will be a game, Shane, I think that perhaps could exercise some demons for A&M.
Yeah.
Because they were going to the SEC, they go to the playoff, and then it didn't all come shattering down against South Carolina, but that was the first time where it was like, oh,
yeah,
what is going on here? Are we on the verge of collapse? So, yeah, that's a hell of a selection. I like it, but you should have went with your first instinct, Shane. Give me them Florida Gators. Again, apparently, I thought I was the highest on Florida. But, Josh Pate got him in the top 10.
Top 10 what?
As well as Oklahoma. I don't know if you saw that.
Top 10 weather? What are we talking here? Top 10 what?
Football? In the nation.
Now, are we talking about the same sport? What, I know Pate does all kinds of sports over there.
No, I believe he's got Florida eight or nine or something like that. And
Oklahoma. Out in their gym down there, and they got him all. He's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oklahoma also in the top 10, and Georgia outside the top 10. But again, that's neither here nor there. But for me, Shane, again, I'm not that, even like I'm saying, I'm not even that high on Florida, but I'm close. Give me top 15 ish. That I think is going to be a damn war come October 11th. That's one where. And we got to get to it because there's some tough games here. But I think Florida's at one, Shane. Maybe you can rattle them. And again, I try not to go four-dimensional here and look at the other team's schedules. But, I mean, Florida's going to be LSU, Miami, both those on the road. Then Texas at home. This is going to be a battered and beaten team by this point.
Mm-hmm.
A&M, they could drive the final stake in the Florida Gators, maybe even Billy Napier. Or, you know, what if Florida beats? Let's, again, this is maybe unlikely because this is daunting.
Yeah.
Well, let's say Florida's 4-1 mm-hmm. heading into that A&M game. All of a sudden, it's like, buddy, if they can beat A&M, they might go to the college football playoff. Because who's beating them aside from maybe Georgia? You know, Georgia.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think there'll be a hell of a lot on the line come October 11th. And maybe A&M, maybe this is the week where they say, hey, don't forget about us. We kicked their ass in the swamp. We'll kick their ass down here at Kyle Field. You know what?
Do you want that as a Florida Gator fan? Or maybe at his family. Let's say Billy Napier's family. Do they want to come into a season with expectations of being a top 10 football squad? Or is that something you want to build up to, you know?
Yeah, I think.
Because
I think when that's not earned, I think it's a damn kiss of death. I really do. Because that's a lot of what we did last year, Shane.
Yeah.
And they came out and fell flat on their face. Now, they finished incredibly strong.
Mm-hmm.
But now they'll be able to back it up against Long Island, which, again, we didn't know was a school till this was announced. South Florida, they'll beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
But then it gets real.
Yeah, a devil's advocate, Mike. Let's just play the game here. Top 10 Florida loses to LSU, Miami, and Texas A&M.
Fire him.
I mean, my state, is he still there? I mean, I'm just saying.
No, I think he'd still be there, but
because when you say top 10,
right.
that doesn't mean I've got to like win 2 out of 2 of these games. You got to win 3 out of 4, I would right. think, you know, and if you drop to LSU or Miami or Texas, it's like you can't afford to lose to anyone else. Even Georgia, I would throw them in there November 1st. This is why I'm so down on the Florida. It's not that I hate them. I don't hate the Gators. I don't hate their football team. I absolutely love their fans.
You hate that made you walk.
Well, November 22nd, I'm gonna mute every one of them bastards. But you know, I'll embrace them if you know a miracle happens and we don't lose down there. But I just feel like you know this is the situation, and now we've got say what you want, Josh Pate coming out here saying top 10.
Right.
You know, it won't be long. Other yahoos are going to come out. I mean, hell, you've been high on them too. I'm sure you've got them top 15. So I just feel like that is. Ooh, that's a slippery slope. It's fun to be there, but if you lose, it's a further descent, if you will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you're setting expectations high. You got to deliver.
Yeah.
This is year 4. This is ridiculous. We got maybe the best quarterback in the country. I know everybody's looking at Arch, but give me DJ. But to answer your question, Shane, LSU, Miami, Texas, Texas A&M, if they're all losses, I would not fire Billy Napier immediately.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to November 1st to see how we perform.
Yeah.
And if we get our ass kicked by Georgia, again, last year was actually pretty competitive. But if we lose all those games and we lose to Georgia,
mm-hmm.
fire his ass. And just get a start on the coaching search because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that honestly, I'm saying it now, clip it. That Texas A&M's a fireable offense. You lose. I mean, that if I'm an AD that, I mean, we'll talk about Strickland another day, but I'm just saying if you had to make the decision, you make it then you play Mississippi State, you got a bye week and then Georgia, it's like, you don't wait.
Because of Mike says Shane and Pate shop at the same t-shirt store.
Yeah, mine's in the back though.
Well, hey, we did all that Florida. Let's do their schedule. Yeah,
let's keep it up.
Let's see Shane Berry the Gators here. Again, LIU at home, South Florida at home, at LSU, at Miami, get a bye week, Texas at home, at A&M, Mississippi State at home, second bye week, Georgia and Jacksonville, of course. At Kentucky, at Ole Miss, Tennessee at home, Florida State at home, which was the primetime marquee kickoff for the Gators.
Mike, I think Tennessee, Florida would be awesome, but I think the season may be decided earlier than that. And so that's why I'm pivoting to the other UT, and that is Texas, October 4th. right after LSU, Miami, right before A&M and Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, if you're going to get any help, the last time these two teams met, it was an absolute train wreck. And yeah, I feel like in the swamp, this is where the Gators have got to shine.
Yeah, that's exactly where I went with it too, Shane. So, you know, all the doom and gloom, all the fire Napier we just went through, you beat Texas.
He's back, man.
No, not only is he back, I don't think anybody's going to go undefeated with this damn schedule.
No, no.
But if you're beating Texas, you could play with anybody.
Yes.
And you're probably 10-2, maybe even 11-1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably even a little too rich, but 10-2 with a win over Texas gets you into the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, that's a game I like right there. I think Florida, that's the one I would have circled.
Yeah, I'm kind of here with JP, though. That Florida-Tennessee, man. Why are people high on the Florida Gators right now? A lot of that has to do how they ended the season. And I don't feel like you could kind of pull that trick again, but you beat the Tennessee Vols, you beat Florida State, you maybe save. I mean, I'm not saying they lose all those games early in the season, but if it doesn't go as planned, I think you kind of rebuild it. And if you lose to Tennessee, then I think all bets are off. So that's a close second. I think between a lot of orange going to be the factors, even that Miami game, just throw it in there. Orange is not, not going to be a fun color for them Gators this year.
Yep. Orange is the new black, they say. All right. How about LSU, Shane? Where are we going with them Tigers? We got Clemson on the road week one, so we can't go there. Louisiana Tech at home, Florida at home, Southeast Louisiana at home, at Ole Miss, get your first bye week, South Carolina at home, at Vandy, Texas A&M at home, second bye week, at Alabama, Arkansas at home, Western Kentucky at home, and then at Oklahoma. Where are you going for LSU?
This is a tough one because they got a lot of great games on the road. But similar to, I keep picking two, you know how I'm doing here. And it depends on who's officiating October 11th, if they need them or not. But I'm going to pivot and go back to October 25th, Texas A&M, just because of the way this game was played last year and all that mystique, all that, you know, desire for playoffs and all, it kind of went out the window the last time they were at College Station. So now they'll be down there in Death Valley, and this would be a chance to kind of stamp their ticket, if you will, that they're true contenders. So I feel like the A&M matchup is going to be a big one for them LSU Tigers.
Yeah, that's certainly one I considered, Shane. I think you got to put it on the list. But after 20 minutes of talking about the Gators, I went with Florida, Shane. I mean, they're the greatest team in the country. Top 10, they should be number one. You know, we'll have them there in another month or two. But I just think all things considered with that Clemson, I mean, if LSU loses to Clemson, Shane,
yeah,
they can't afford to lose to Florida at home. And hell, even if they beat Clemson, I don't think they can afford to lose to Florida at home. We got to get this off to the right start. A lot of moving pieces, a lot of transfers incoming, new freshmen coming in. LSU is going to have a lot of new pieces. If you were to guarantee me that they're going to be 2-0, really 4-0, given the two cupcakes they got there too, I like their odds to go to the college football playoff. But if they go 2-2, they go, you know, even 3-1, I'm not sold on. I think they can still get there, but I don't know. I just think that first month looms so large for LSU. So for me, give me the Gators because a revenge game and all, got to get that one.
Florida playoffs. It's like saying Shane and salad in the same sentence, you know?
Well, speaking of playoffs, Shane.
Yeah.
How about someone that went to the playoff? Tennessee. Come on down, brother. Who are we going to go? Primetime, one primetime game for them Vols, Shane. We got Syracuse in Atlanta, East Tennessee at home, Georgia at home, UAB at home, at Mississippi State, first bye week, then you get Arkansas at home, then at Alabama, at Kentucky, yep. Oklahoma at home, second bye week, New Mexico State at home, at Florida, and then Vanderbilt at home, Shane. Which one's the prime time?
Oh, the prime time is, I think, a pretty obvious one here. It's September 13th, the Georgia Bulldogs. It's a team that's had them Vols numbers for a long, long time, and I feel like this is they're going to need it. They're going to need all the momentum. They're going to need all the help they can get to get over them. And some other great home games that are kind of scary now that we've got a question mark at quarterback, but I still think early in the season we got to go with the Dogs.
Any consideration to Oklahoma?
That's the second one. I didn't want to steal it because I was afraid you were going to go there.
Yeah.
But the storylines, obviously, it's going to be watered down a little bit because Josh Heupel's not out there. They're here, but it will be brought up again. It's an emotional game for Coach. But now it looks like a more evenly match, you know, coming into this one. And that's the last thing you want if you're a Vol fan. So,
right. Yeah,
definitely I would feel like that's a game. Because you got to remember, last time Oklahoma showed up, it was one of the loudest that stadium's ever been, but let's don't forget how the results ended, and that was with a loss. So,
well, we can forget it. No.
Yeah, I drop it. I just remember Schofield talking about it the next year. But yeah, it was that one stuck in a lot of our crawls. So I'd like to see that one personally.
Yeah,
but I think that Georgia matchup is pivotal too.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know, I was kind of leaning Oklahoma, Shane, because for everything you just said. You know, it could be a toss-up type game. Hell, Oklahoma may even be better.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, you know, all these preseason top 25s, and our buddy Stephen Lassie, he's got the Athlon magazine coming out. I don't know the top 25, but based on conversations with him, based on a lot of other people that I've seen, I don't even know if Tennessee's going to be in the top 25 now, Shane, after losing Nico. Now, does that mean there's no shot they're a top 25? Nope. They won a national championship, Shane. I believe they were preseason like 20, something like that. So, I mean, it can happen. It can happen, Shane. And so for a lot of ways, I was leaning towards Oklahoma because they're going to need that one if they have any shot at having a great season. But then I said, what the hell am I thinking here, Shane? What is that? That's not the standard at Tennessee. Nico be damned. Who cares? Joey Aguilar's better anyway. Tennessee's trying to not only make the college football playoff, they're trying to win the whole damn thing, Shane.
Yep.
And you flip the script in a hurry. This might be perfect. Every time people shit on Tennessee and they overlook Tennessee, what happens, Shane? They have their best damn years. Tennessee's down when you expect a lot from them.
Yeah.
So this may suit them perfectly. Georgia, eyeing Alabama, they're eyeing Texas. We're going, you know, we got to compete with these damn Giants. Mm-hmm. Who gives a damn about Tennessee? We beat them every year. Give me Georgia. Come on, Dan, for the night game. Every advantage we could get. Yeah. And Tennessee flips the script and snaps the streak against Georgia. All of a sudden, they say, you know what? I think that old Nico was holding us back. Come on, we're better without him. And all of a sudden, I think Tennessee would go from unranked to top 10 if they beat Georgia.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about, like you said, flipping the script. That's when all of a sudden there's a little buzz coming around. You know, you ever seen those teams? Like you just completely say, you know what? There's no shot. This is going to be a garbage team. Maybe, you know, they'll be fifth in the conference or something like that. Then all of a sudden you're talking about, like, is this guy a Heisman contender? Then all of a sudden we're like, you know, I'm not saying Aguilar is going to be a Heisman contender, but you beat Georgia, you beat Syracuse, then all of a sudden you got to be in that conversation because obviously you're running Heupel's system the way it's supposed to be.
Hey, how about peanut butter posse? Have you ever heard the saying pipe dreams?
Oh, that's Kentucky. Yeah, let's get Kentucky up here. Let's talk pipe dreams for a second. Leave the dreams off. You're going to need it. You're going to take a hit after this one.
All right, so here's what we got for Kentucky, Shane. We got Toledo at home. We got Ole Miss at home. We got Eastern Michigan at home. Then we get our first bye week at South Carolina, at Georgia. Second bye week, Texas at home, Tennessee at home, at Auburn, Florida at home, Tennessee Tech at home. Then we're at Vanderbilt, at Louisville. Man, this is a tough one for old Kentucky.
Yeah, it is. And there's a couple I'm looking at because I was just giving them shit. The Tennessee one's an obvious one for me. But I'm gonna pivot back two more weeks because I feel like Coach Stoops is going to be in trouble here. I feel like, and maybe to get a marquee game, you got to have a successful season. So it's kind of tough to pick this one, but that Florida Kentucky game, you know, used to be exciting. It used to be like, I mean, it was one of the, we talked about it being one of the greatest games to look forward to every season. And for Stoops to keep his job, I think you got to make that relevant again. You do that, then you could do kind of like Napier. I could see a scenario where you clean the board in November and you keep your job. So Florida Gators, marquee game, get everybody there. I don't care if you got to sell tickets in the Walmart parking lot. Make it happen. Put butts in seats. Make that one the must-watch night game.
How about Bend Over? He says Tennessee Tech. They'll be looking for their first win against the Tennessee team. But I'm glad you said that, Shane, because I went a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Ole Miss, Shane. Come on. We whooped their ass last year. Can we do it again? And if we, again, we flip the script.
Yeah.
We own Lane Kiffin's ass. We're 2-0. We're going into Eastern Michigan with confidence. If, you know, huge if. Huge if. I mean, you got to believe Ole Miss is going to be highly motivated. If Kentucky finds a way to start 3-0, all of a sudden, I mean, it's still a damn gauntlet. But if we're 3-0, we start to believe, hey, we can still, we have owned South Carolina for a long, long time. I know they kicked our ass last year, but we've owned them. Auburn, come on, we can beat Auburn, Tennessee Tech, Vanderbilt. I mean, we steal a game here, a game there. If we get to 3-0, I think Kentucky's going to go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
So give me that Ole Miss. I think that could be a pivotal one.
Damn, Mike got me. You know, I put Florida here. I talk about how bad Florida's going to be, and I put them in all the marquee games. You got me.
All right. How about we haven't done Arkansas, Shane? Let's do Arkansas. They got a slate themselves here. Alabama A&M. We got Arkansas State at home. We got at Ole Miss, at Memphis. Notre Dame at home, a bye week at Tennessee, Texas A&M at home, Auburn at home, Mississippi State at home, second bye week, then at LSU, at Texas, and Mizzou at home. Where are you going for Arkansas?
Easiest one on the board for me, Mike. Couldn't wait to get to this one because it's not in Jerry's world. Give me Texas A&M. This is a team that has kind of had Arkansas's number for many, many years, but I think the tides may turn a little bit now that it's a home and home. So yes, I want to see a night game, a game, you know, that's again, another thing. Arkansas didn't see a lot of these. Yeah. I want to see some more lots. And I think that A&M is a perfect spot to see it.
Yeah. I had a feeling you were going to say that, Chase. So I just want to say something different. Give me Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's another one. We can flip the script. Huge win. Again, I don't know how good Notre Dame is going to be, but, hopefully there's a big drop off and they get their ass kicked by every team they play this year. That'd be great. But it's got to start with Arkansas beating them at home. And all of a sudden there's belief that, hey, maybe this is a sleeper in the SEC, but A&M, I think that's probably the best bet on the board, given the history, finally getting that game at home. That would be a hell of a way to snap that thing and just say, hell, it wasn't us. It was Jerry World holding us back. You know what?
Do you think the cameraman will find him somewhere in the box or something? You know, he's got to be over there somewhere, or maybe he's pouting down there in Dallas. I don't know.
No, I think so. How about your adopted team here, Shane? Auburn. We're at Baylor week one, Ball State at home, South Alabama at home, at Oklahoma, at A&M, first bye week, Georgia at home, Mizzou at home, at Arkansas, Kentucky at home, Vandy on the road, bye week for Mercer at home, Alabama at home. Mm-hmm. Where's the prime time for Auburn?
Well, you know, we talk about rivalries with Auburn, and Iron Bowl's always at the top of the list of one of the, if not the best rivalry games, but one that's kind of been missing a little bit is them Georgia Bulldogs. And it's a game that's not exciting, and, you know, they kind of pencil it in early and we get it over with, but I would love to see that a night game. I would love to see that back and forth because, again, I am higher on Auburn. I do think Georgia is a national championship contender, and this may be the Alabama-Georgia game of last year, you know. So that's what I want to see October 11th. Let's make this rivalry good again.
Interesting, Shane. Interesting. I know I've been holding off on some of these later ones. But give me the Iron Bowl, Shane. We got to have it for an Auburn fan. This is the year. According to Cousin Shane, according to all the Hugh Freeze lovers, year three, best roster. Can't have a great year for losing to Alabama at home. It just cannot happen. Yeah. You're not going to limp your way into the college football playoff or whatever your aspirations are if you're losing to Alabama. Tail end. Now, in reality, probably both those, Georgia and Alabama. That's not a wrong choice there. They'll probably both be primetime type games.
Yeah.
But I think I'd love to see the Iron Bowl just a hair more than Georgia, just because I know what that game means in that state, even though Georgia and Auburn are very close proximity. I mean, that game means a hell of a lot, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A lot of great games on that one.
Mm-hmm. How about Tim? He's cussing me out here. Let's do Ole Miss.
I thought we did them already. No, I'm just kidding.
Georgia State. Why are we playing Georgia State? Stop doing that. At Kentucky, Arkansas at home, Tulane at home, LSU at home. Get our first bye week, then Washington State at home, at Georgia, at Oklahoma, South Carolina at home, Citadel at home, Florida at home, Shane's new team here. And then we're finishing up in the Egg Bowl on the road. Primetime game for them Ole Miss Rebels.
It's got to be the Florida Gators, right? No, just kidding. No, I'm going LSU. Obviously, Lane Kiffin hates LSU. It's almost like he shifted his hate from Bama to LSU. You know, I can't imagine how many TikToks we're going to have coming out prior to this matchup, but the game was awesome last year. It ended great. It was back and forth. I'd love to see another matchup like that. This should be played at night. They should even flex this game and play it on a Thursday or something, but give me them LSU Tigers.
Yep. You nailed it, Shane. And I love Peanut Butter Posse here. He said, Ole Miss, the only SEC team I control. There's always one you can get, you know what? But yeah, absolutely. This is the game for Ole Miss. Yeah. No doubt. How about South Carolina? Ooh. Shane, big year for the Fighting Bamers, the Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. We talked about that in Atlanta for the opener. South Carolina State at home, Vanderbilt at home, at Mizzou, Kentucky at home, first bye week. Then it's at LSU, Oklahoma at home, Alabama at home, at Ole Miss, second bye week, at Texas A&M, Coastal Carolina at home, and Clemson at home. Apparently Clemson's got good football this year. Is that your pick, Shane, or is there another one?
I hate picking layups, and I feel like Clemson is a layup, you know, and I can't. And that's like Alabama. It's like, okay, well, what's the best team on their schedule that's going to be, you know, I feel like that's kind of how you look at this thing. But at the end of the day, I think Carolina is going to have a tough season. And I'm not saying they can't have a successful year, but you can't overlook any team on your schedule, especially, in my opinion, a trap game on October 18th with the Oklahoma Sooners. Ooh. Sandwiched in between LSU and Bama and Ole Miss. I mean, we're going to be talking about all those games, but yeah, Oklahoma is one of those that if you're not paying attention, will be another loss. So that's the one I'm going to go with.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Shane, but I love the logic there. You know, this is a team you dominated, mm-hmm, so you're going to be overlooking them perhaps. No respect. Oklahoma can play the no respect card heading into this matchup. I love it. But I'm also loving that Alabama matchup, Shane, October 25th. I think, again, we both think Alabama is going to be very good. I might think they're a little bit better even than you think there, Shane. So if they are, I think old South Carolina's going to need that night. Crazy things happen in old Willie B at night, Shane. And remember that we love saying for years and years, Nick Saban, the only place he hadn't won in the SEC was South Carolina until he marched in there and whooped their ass a couple years ago. But until that point, that was a hell of a statistic. And if that place defeated Nick Saban, they sure as hell can defeat Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll be the one, if they get it, if they could beat Alabama at home, then we'll be dead wrong about Carolina, and they very well could be marching their way to the college football playoff.
Then it switched to Saban's disciples. Who hasn't beaten Saban? And that was they always had something going on, didn't they?
Do you remember who was the first one to do it? And he was like he was the worst coach of all of them, probably.
Jimbo?
Yep, you nailed it,
Jimbo. Yeah. You had me at work. I was like, Chad Morris? No, it wasn't him.
What else that did it, Shane? Sarkisian, shout out. So he got there eventually. At Ohio State, we already covered that one. San Jose State at home, UTEP at home, Sam Houston at home. First bye week at Florida, get Oklahoma on a neutral site. Then we're at Kentucky, at Mississippi State, Vanderbilt at home. Second bye week at Georgia, Arkansas at home, Texas A&M at home. Where's the primetime game for them Longhorns?
Jesus, you should refund every season ticket holder for this travesty. I mean clearly Sam Houston is actually in the running here, so no, I think it's A&M. We built that up last year at College Station. Now they get to go to Austin. I think that's going to be an awesome game, and I think A&M will be better. I think Texas, I don't know. They may be just as good. They may be worse, but I just feel like it's going to be a more evenly matched football game. So that's the one I want to see.
Yep, that's exactly the one I went with. I think it's the best one on the board in terms of potential, you know, great home field game. And you're getting A&M back in there. Throw everything you got at them.
Didn't Sam Houston beat Jimbo? Wasn't that the team that went down there and beat A&M? Not a shitty team.
Yeah, it was Appalachian.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, there's potatoes. Samsonite. I was
Joey
way
Aguilar.
Off.
He might have been the quarterback that year for all I know. I don't think he was. But all right, last team here, Shane. Vanderbilt, Coastal Carolina. Charleston Southern, excuse me. That's their first one. Maybe that's an option. At Virginia Tech, at South Carolina, Georgia State, Utah State at home, at Alabama, first bye week. Then you get LSU at home, Mizzou at home, at Texas, Auburn at home, second bye week, Kentucky at home, and then at Tennessee. Where's the prime time for Diego Pavia and company?
I think you got to pick the team that beat you last year. So that wasn't Bama, that was Georgia State. No, I'm messing. I think there's a lot of good ones on here, but if I'm picking one, maybe one I haven't mentioned in a while, but I feel like Vandy felt like this one got away from him a little bit last year. Give me Mizzou. Ooh. October 25th, sandwiched between LSU and Texas. Obviously, Commodore's got a tough, we say that just about every SEC team, but think about that. You go Bama, LSU, Mizzou, Texas, Auburn. I feel like that Mizzou game kind of gets lost in the fold there and probably going to beat you. But if you hunker down, make it a marquee matchup, show off that beautiful stadium and your quarterback, I feel like Pavia and company can maybe pull off that miracle.
Yeah, that's an interesting one that I had not considered, but I love where you went with that one, Shane. But let me ask you this. If you're Vanderbilt, not to say this is the goal every year, but what do you think is the biggest goal team-wise for Vanderbilt this year?
Oh, man, if you talk to their captain and quarterback, there is a goal, and that is to go postseason. I mean,
right.
This ain't the Vanderbilt we grew up watching. This is a Vanderbilt that thinks they have an opportunity, and hell, they proved it last year. They went toe-to-toe with a lot of great teams. They beat a lot of great teams, including keeping one of them out of the playoffs. So, yeah, I think that's their goal there is to make the playoffs.
Oh, wait, I thought you meant a bowl game. I'm looking at a bowl game. I see where you're going.
Yeah, Pavia. I guarantee if Pavia is on here right now, he'd say 12-0.
Okay.
But that's just their mentality.
I'm saying 6-6. And how do we get there, Shane? We got to finish strong.
Yeah.
How we do that? Give me the prime time. Give me Hugh Freeze and Auburn. Come on down. If we could whoop our ass, we own Hugh Freeze. Diego Pavia is 3-0 against him. I'm feeling very confident we can beat Kentucky. Kentucky's going to be will be Kentucky's eighth consecutive SEC game. They're going to be half the team will be probably you know, quit or whatever, and Mark Stoops will be fired. I mean, we could beat Kentucky, and then we march into Tennessee. I mean, I'm not saying they could beat Tennessee at Tennessee, but if you got some momentum, if the bowl's on the line, heck, you said it yourself, Shane, Diego Pivey is trying to win a national championship. He's trying to go to college football playoff. He's going to try to rip Tennessee's head off. I like the momentum you can possibly gain by beating Auburn, by beating Kentucky, going into that matchup. Give me Auburn.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Give me any of them, Mike. Any game would be a marquee game right now because I'm ready. College football's been gone too long.
Hey, shout out the realist, Texas fan, Shane, cousin Mike and Shane. I believe this is cousin Brian is his real name. I don't know if he wanted me to share that, but yeah,
he comes out with an alias and you keep going about.
Well, I mean, he used to go by that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, cuz.
Yeah. Thank
I
you.
Get you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. We'll erase this episode soon.
Realist. You guys should do a video and makeup of next year's schedule, including playing the 9 SEC games. Also pick the random non-conference game. Now you're talking. Give us some off-season content right there. You know what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll name the show after him. If you got any other good ideas, and thank you for the donation, be sure to send those in, and we'll definitely consider them. We're
sitting on a mountain of them right now, Shane.
A lot of lists.
No, I'm saying a lot of emails.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But, hey, we welcome each and every one of them. So hopefully we'll have time to get to every single one of them. But we threw that out last week. We've been getting hit up with a lot of questions. So, I know we went a little bit long. Shane, anything else before we hop off the line?
No. Better get off here. And I think Cracker Barrel's still open. So maybe go have a nice dinner. And appreciate all the cousins hanging out with us. Here in the off season, I promise we're going to get you to college football sooner than later. Mike put out an awesome interview with Rusty, our boy Rusty. If you have not checked that out, Dog HQ? You got to get over there. I mean, it's just a real conversation. It's not just about Georgia football. Then filter on over to SEC Cousin Shane. Check him out. He's got a YouTube channel. And I appreciate any follow I get.
We've got lined up several more guests this week, Shane. So, the channel's going to be absolutely loaded this week. Trying to give you guys all the content we can, including, Shane, an analytics model that is going to predict every single SEC game. So be on the lookout for that.
I've been working on that program all winter.
I think that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.
Like, subscribe, share. Thank you.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.